Robin Gunn coming in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal, where we like to say, may the good Lord be with you down every road you roam, and may sunshine and happiness follow you when you're far from home. And we're going to bring you some happiness today. We're going to be talking about the Second Half Expo on the show. This is the first, but this will not be the last, so this will be an annual event. It's the first time it's ever been held at National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. We are rolling out the red carpet for everyone to attend. It's absolutely F-R-E-E. And we still have a few vendor spaces left for any business people that would like to have a booth. But our whole entire focus is to bring resources to the 50-plus, to their families, as well as those who serve and love them. So let me tell you, I have in my studio today, we're actually being Zoomed in, and his name is Bob Loudermilk. He comes from a long line of owning his own event company in Kansas City. Is that right, Bob?
Actually, Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad to be on the show today, Robin. Thank you.
We are glad to have you. How long did you have your event company?
I was in business for 19 years and then had an opportunity to sell the business and moved to Oklahoma City. My wife is from here. We moved here 5 years ago to be with my father-in-law, Jerry Cutter, and who just celebrated 90 years.
Congratulations, Jerry.
Absolutely.
Happy birthday. I know that it says here you, the entrepreneurial drive grabbed you, a hold of you when you were just 13, and it led you to starting a neighborhood newspaper. You actually had your own newspaper you wrote up.
Yes, right about 13, I would get on a manual or electric typewriter and put pieces of carbon paper behind it, do 5 sheets at a time. And I was such a perfectionist, if I made one mistake, I'd start over.
And, oh, my word. Bob, so, that's crazy. So would you go around to neighbors and kind of interview them?
Yeah, we did that. My sister, we had kind of a Dear Abby, but she called it Dear Stinker. And she would, she would answer questions. It was fun. You know, it was a
that's
lot of hard
adorable.
Work. But that was my introduction to entrepreneurship.
That is really, really, I mean, what made you think of it?
Actually, my big brother said, hey, let's start Texas News, we called it. This was Wichita Falls, Texas. And
okay.
So he helped me do the first one. Then he said, that's enough for me. So I kept it going after that. So, Robin, you being in the magazine business for over 29 years, I guess.
Yeah.
You can appreciate.
I really can. I mean, and it's just made me smile on your bio. And you would actually sell these neighborhood newspapers door to door.
That's right. Yeah. In fact, you know, I still have copies of them.
I love that you do.
And I went back to my next door neighbor about 5 years ago, knocked on the back door where my best friend Elwin lived.
Uh-huh.
The lady that always, the mom was still there. I said, can Elwin come out and play? Because that's what I'd always say. And then I had to tell her who I was. And then Elwin was there visiting mom, and he came out.
Oh, my word.
And she brought up that newspaper, and I came home and made copies of it because it said, Elwin wins the bike race, you know. And I sent her copies of that. So it's fun.
That is so fun, Bob. I love it. We mentioned you had the event company, but Bob's career has had a few twists and turns. But at the heart of it has always been his desire to serve the community and help others succeed. And that's certainly the truth about Bob. Bob and I met about 2 years ago, and we both had such a hunger and a heart for the 50-plus age group. We finally have collaborated together on the Second Half Expo, which, because of Bob's expertise in the event business, plus I've helped put on quite a few of them myself. We just thought this would be a perfect chance to make this really be a success. So this is a statewide second half expo on October the 16th from 9 until 4. Bob just mentioned a happy birthday to his father-in-law. So you moved back here to be with him 5 years ago. So this latest adventure that Bob is doing with me, Robin Gunn, is the secondhalfexpo.com. Make sure you go to the website. It's quite spectacular. secondhalfexpo.com. The focus is on everything for the 50-plus generation. We'll talk to Bob about the Second Half Expo today, as well as Bob will be actually speaking at this event. We've got many keynote speakers, but Bob's going to be talking on The View is Better Above 50. So we have to take a quick break, but we will be back to tell you all things about the secondhalfexpo.com. Here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jeff with Synergy Home Care. Are you seeing constant changes with your seniors from housework not getting done, medications not being taken, or even consistent falls with limited supervision for your mom, dad, or even grandma? The effects of your aging loved ones can no longer be ignored. Don't worry. Synergy Home Care is definitely here to help. We offer services from hourly care to around-the-clock compassionate care. We can help with meal preparation, escort to appointments, medication, reminders, and much, much more. Call Synergy Home Care now at 405-254-3046 for a free in-home assessment. Our RN will customize a care plan specific for your loved one's care to give you the peace of mind that they are getting the care they need. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. Again, that's 405-254-3046. Synergy Home Care.
Hey, this is James here at Centennial Home Mortgage, where we put you first. The small town service of a locally owned mortgage bank. You're a person, not just a number. Our staff has over 134 years of combined experience to overcome almost any challenge that you may have. It is that knowledge and personal service that sets us apart from 90% of the mortgage lenders in this market. You are more than welcome to come by our office and sit down and discuss all your needs. At Centennial Home Mortgage, we build relationships one client at a time. We offer all types of mortgage loans from VA, FHA, USDA, the Native American HUD 184, conventional, and even reverse mortgages for seniors. Our rates are competitive, so if you're considering a new home or refinancing to a forward or reverse mortgage, give me a call, James Watkins, for a free consultation at 405-370-2282. Area code 405-370-2282. And our website is Centennial, CentennialMTG.com. You can fill out an application at any time, day or night. We're an equal housing lender, MNLS 1135081.
Hey, Dennis with Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction. Tell me a little bit about your business.
Well, Robin, first off, congratulations on 28 years with the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
How many years have you been in business?
33 years.
Woo!
Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction in 1987 is when I began, and I was a painter. Then I became a painting contractor, and then I worked for insurance companies and did insurance restoration. And that's how we got into the roofing, which is storm damage restoration.
You also do guttering, siding, and painting.
Well, guttering, siding, windows, garage door, fence, everything that a storm would damage. And we're licensed with the City of Oklahoma City as a general contractor.
A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. So tell me about what this giveaway is.
The first 10 people who are homeowners and do not have a brand new roof, we're going to enter them into a drawing for $200 Visa gift card.
Woohoo! Call Dennis at 405-923-5127. What's that number again, Dennis?
405-923-5127. We're licensed with the State of Oklahoma Construction Industries Board. Our license number is 800-242.
It's time to sign up again for the Oklahoma Senior Games. September 4th to November 6th, ages 50 and over. Sports from basketball, 5K road race, track and field, shuffleboard, table tennis, all sorts. To sign up, okseniorgames.com, or you can call 405-821-1500. Email info@okseniorgames.com. The sign-up times vary per sport. Be sure and check that schedule. September 4th through November 6th. November 6th is the celebration of athletes, and that's open to any of the competitors. Food and live entertainment, various displays from medical or sports personnel. The Oklahoma Senior Games, September 4th through November 6th. To sign up, OKSeniorGames.com, or you can call 405-821-1500. Email info@OKSeniorGames.com. Check that schedule because you want to sign up in time. The Oklahoma Senior Games.
This is Robin Gunn coming back in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, where I have my guest today, Bob Loudermilk. Bob, what does that OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is right. So Bob Loudermilk is a professional with putting on events. He did it for almost 20 years in Wichita, Kansas. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. And now, Bob and I have come together and collaborated to put on a statewide second half expo. So we believe the second half of your life is your most important, and all sports events, all of them are won in the second half of that sports event. You can't win a sports game in the beginning, so that's how we feel about the 50+. It's just only getting better and lots of opportunities. I shared with the gentleman that's going to be speaking. One of our keynote speakers is Clifford Hudson. He was the CEO of Sonic for the last 35 years. And I mentioned to him that we're so grateful that he's going to be one of our speakers. But I read an article recently that the entrepreneurial spirit has not forgotten the 50+, because so many of 50+ people are quitting their careers, but going and doing something that's their passion. So we have a lot of new business owners that are 50+. So let me just ask you this million-dollar question. What is the purpose of the Second Half Expo, Bob?
You know, Robin, there's 10,000 people that are turning 65 every day in America. It's the largest demographic in the world, as you know. And this is a day to honor our seniors.
Amen.
You know, this is not just about, you know, retired seniors, but this is what we call everything for the 50+ generation. It's a place where people can come and find resources that will help them in their life. They can come and find educational seminars, breakout sessions on a variety of topics. The other thing that we're excited about is we've got some excellent speakers that not only educational, but some motivational things too. Don't we all need a little bit of motivation, right?
Absolutely.
And I know you feel strongly, Robin, not only about the seniors, but this is a family affair, right?
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. Tell us about that, if you don't mind. I'm taking over your interview here. But I wanted to hear more about the sandwich generation, as you call it.
Just after having this magazine a little over 10 years, and we're getting ready to celebrate our 29th year, I begin to realize and get a lot of phone calls from the 40+ wanting help with their aging parents, but they also worked. They also still had kids at home, or they were just kids were just going into college. And I said, I'm just being pulled in every direction. Well, there was somebody that wrote a book called The Sandwich Generation. So it just kind of, you know, clicked that that's what they are. They're sandwiched in between their parents, their children, and their job. And they have limited time and they have limited resources, because this just is uncharted territory.
Absolutely, yes.
And so the sandwich generation, we are just really, really encouraging people to come, not only caregivers. We have 240,000 caregivers in the state of Oklahoma alone. and that's a $240,000 plus. So this will be a great place for a caregiver to come, or members of the families that are even part-time caregivers to their families.
Sure.
Yeah. What are some of the resources a person are going to, what resources will be at this event? And I'll help you on that too.
Yeah, we're looking, Robin, at around 125 vendors. And these come from a wide range. I mean, I'm just looking over the list. By the way, it's getting so exciting. One of the reasons I was last minute getting on this call is we had a guy signing up for our event.
So, oh, good.
You know, this is exciting. The next 3 weeks as we come to the final days of this thing is going to get real exciting. So the resources are just going to continue. But, you know, we've got vendors like Interim Healthcare, Lassiter Drug, you know, insurance services, attorney services that deal with elder law and so forth. Healthy food, healthy living.
Yes.
Some wonderful workshops on Medicare and what's going on there. A friend of mine who's in her 70s the other day, she said, "Do you have anything there for power of attorney? I need some help." She's a widow. Mm. And I said, "Well, we'll book it." We'll get someone there. So these are just a few of the things that are going on. Jim McBride is going to talk about Medicare 101. Concordia is going to do rock steady boxing.
Yes.
For Parkinson's.
I've done a radio show on that. It's so interesting.
Yeah.
It's actually curing people from Parkinson's.
Yes, absolutely. And then we've got cruise planners coming, and they're going to have some of their vendors like Sandals and some other cruise companies coming to talk about travel and the 50 plus. Adam Snyder over at Oklahoma's News Channel 4 will do a segment on consumer fraud.
Yes, he's a head of In Your Corner.
That's right. So he'll be there. We're bringing a gentleman out of California. Tom Bregelman is a published author. In fact, you're going to interview him, I think, next week on your radio show. But he's going to do a bonus session on real estate in the 50 plus years. And, you know, Robin, people watch these flip and flop shows and all that stuff. Well, he is an expert on how do you invest in real estate? How can you be involved just starting small? And so that's a bonus session. So what I'm saying is this isn't just for retired seniors. This is also for the people that retirement's not even on the radar screen yet. And they want to invest. They want to grow. They want to be involved. They want to learn. And I'm getting excited about what's coming with these sessions and all the people that will be there.
Me too. I very much am. And, you know, I mentioned in the top of the show that this is a free event for people to attend at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum on October the 16th from 9 until 4. We all know how large the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum is. We'll even have valet parking. This is something that we are so needed, especially after COVID, after we haven't been able to gather and get resources. Of course, the Oklahoma Senior Journal will be there. The Daily Oklahoman is one of our sponsors, and they're running regular placements in the newspaper, as well as they're going to do a program insert. Channel 4 started commercials. What are some other sponsors, Bob?
You know, you've got your media sponsors, and then we've got Concordia as a sponsor. And of course, the Oklahoma Senior Journal is a sponsor.
Yes.
So, absolutely. So those are our major sponsorships.
There you go. I know that there's going to be some breakout sessions. Do you know of some of those that will be speaking?
Yes, absolutely. Some of them I mentioned, you know, like Medicare 101 with Physicians Mutual and so forth. Here are some others that are interesting. James Wall is one of our ambassadors. We've got a number of ambassadors. These are leaders in the community that are helping us with this event. And he's going to do some things on getting a job after 50. Rick Adrava, he has a podcast, the Over 50 Entrepreneur. And he'll be talking on some of that. You know, what do you do after 50? Mm-hmm. We have also Trace that works with us in our marketing with Trulada, yeah. Trace Gordon. And he is going to be speaking on how to start a business after 50.
Okay.
So something for everyone. That's why we call it, Robin, everything for the 50-plus generation.
Everything. And we've got quite a bit of entertainment, too, and some music that's going to
be. I want to talk about that when we come back, if I can.
Okay. That's what we'll do. So we'll take a quick break here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for what, Bob?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is beautiful. Here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. We'll be back with secondhalfexpo.com. Yeah. Hey, this is Robin Gunn. I'm with Bob Loudermilk today. We are talking all about the secondhalfexpo.com. It's a statewide event for the 50-plus, those that love and serve them. We are really, really, really wanting to make this extremely accessible to the entire family, because once the family's empowered with knowledge and resources, then they can make more educated decisions instead of decisions at the last minute. When we took a break from our last segment, we mentioned about entertainment and music. And Bob, you were going to address that.
Oklahoma has a lot of talent, right?
Right. And
I didn't realize everything that's out there until I started digging into this. But here's some of the people that are coming that's going to be fun. We've got a stage set up in the big hall there at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. And starting us off in the morning is going to be the Cottonwood Creek Cloggers.
Okay.
I've never seen them, but I like clogging.
Well, I had them at an event called Christian Women and Men of OKC. They came and clogged at that, and they were amazing.
That'll be so fun. Senior Follies. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Jim Palmer. They're looking at doing something for us. There's a musician by the name of Michael Cooper. He has the Yellow Rose Theater. And you may be familiar with that out of Moore. And he's very excited to come. He does a fantastic impersonation of Dean Martin, and they got their Johnny Cash and all of these fun things. Good. So they're going to take a 45-minute. Now, you've probably heard of Joan with Senior Cabaret. She's 86, and she introduces herself. I'm the youngest 86-year-old you'll ever meet. And she has been, I think she's performed professionally. And she has taken people that are seniors, and she puts together shows, and they perform all over the state. And she said, we've got some 85-year-old women that do tap dancing. She said, it's the cutest thing you've ever seen.
Wow.
They've got a Johnny Cash. They're going to put a whole show together for us. She just called today, and they're going to have a 45-minute show designed for all of the people that are coming. And then we've got a duet, a couple out of Kansas City that I know personally, Kevin and Chastity, that has sung professionally country music, if you like country.
Yes, so, I do.
Absolutely. So that's going to be fun. And that's just some of the entertainment. We got some other things going on.
Good.
You know, if it gets boring, I may grab my guitar and get up there, Robin. I don't know.
we've got a lot of people that still are waiting in the wings that we're bringing on too. And we'll be doing more of these shows about the secondhalfexpo.com. I really encourage you to go to that website. If you're a vendor or you just want to attend, let's talk a little bit. Oh, we wanted to mention that the Senior Games is going on right now, and I've had them on the show for 5 weeks. And so they'll be doing some demonstrations on different type of sports events that the Senior Games will be doing that you can actually be involved in right then and there at the Second Half Expo. They're going to be doing a little pickleball. And had they mentioned any other thing to you, Bob?
I know pickleball was a big one. She's coming up with a couple of more. The
Yes.
The cornhole
yes.
Toss. Is another.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Cornhole toss. Yes. We wanted to talk about the VIP ticket. So this is an absolutely free event to attend. Does not cost a dime. And you did mention we'll have some food demonstrations, which is great. So what is a VIP ticket all about?
This is for a very select group of people. In fact, we have a disclaimer that they'll find on our website that says this ticket is not for everyone. If you are content and happy with the traditional mindset of retirement, that's great. You know, this ticket is for people that, you know, they really want to make these years the very best that they can.
Right.
And they have a different paradigm. And so they're interested in learning and growing and being involved in a very lively way. And so we put together a special VIP ticket so they can attend some things that not everyone will be at. One is Cliff Hudson is going to be doing a keynote for everyone. But then right after the keynote, we have a VIP session where the people that purchase a VIP ticket can go in and hear the inside scoop from him and answer questions. Cliff was the CEO of Sonic for many years. He's an attorney, and now he's a published author. And he'll have copies of his book there if people want to purchase and get a signed copy of it. But he's going to be doing a session about entrepreneurship and what it's like to, his book is called How a Jack of All Trades Can Still Reach the Top. And so that tells you a little bit about it. It'll be a fun session.
And then
the bonus section after the, at the conclusion of the event at 4:30, Tom Bregelman will do a session on all about real estate when you're above 50. And he'll address what your goals are, you know, your current situation with your housing. What if I want to invest? How do I want to invest? What if I want to get involved in rentals and flipping? Again, this is not for everyone. This is the VIP session for people that are interested in those types of things. And the VIP ticket, Robin, comes with a lot of benefits, and it's $47. And that's on our website. They can look it up and sign up, or they can just get the free ticket and come out and see the 100+ vendors and enjoy the entertainment and enjoy the free workshops and have a great time.
That's wonderful, Bob. How does a person sign up as either an exhibitor or a free attendee?
Okay. So our website has been designed to be very, very easy to navigate. All you have to do is go to secondhalfexpo.com. That is spelled out, the word secondhalfexpo.com. And when they go on there, they'll immediately see a button. They click if they're interested in exhibiting or sponsoring. And the registration takes about 3 minutes. It's super easy. And they'll immediately get a booth, get a table for the event. If you're an attendee, there's a button on there that says attend the event. And what you do is just fill out your name and your email, and we will keep you posted and you'll get a free ticket. The event is free for seniors, but this lets us know that you're coming, the RSVP page, and then that way we can keep them posted on the details.
There you go. That's great. If you're an exhibitor at this, is this something that an exhibitor can, you know, have a double booth or a single booth, or how do that, you know, I know there's a bronze sponsorship, silver sponsorship. How does that work?
Yeah. You know, the website does a great job explaining all of that, but first of all, there's four pavilions or sections to the event. So we've got something for every type of exhibitor. There's the health and wellness section. And this would be, you know, like natural health and chiropractors and various companies that serve in that area. We got what we call our age-free living, Robin, and this would be all those resources, you know, for seniors and those that are looking for a retirement center or help with mom and dad or whatever. Then we have the fun area, the food, travel, and entertainment section. And that's where we have some companies, you know, providing the food samples and the travel companies and all the opportunities there. And then the final one is the career and financial wellness. So we've got people that are wealth managers, career experts above 50. You know, what am I going to do with my life now? You know, I'm looking for something different. And there are some companies that are actually hiring for the above 50 crowd that are expressing interest in being there as well.
Okay. All right, Bob, I just, you know, you're painting a beautiful picture. So thank you so much. This is just going to be an expo for the whole family, secondhalfexpo.com. And we will be back with more show. We've still got some more time here, and we're going to talk more about the Second Half Expo and how you can be involved here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. We'll be right back with more show on the secondhalfexpo.com.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Have you thought about selling your business, but you're not sure because of this COVID issue? Or maybe you're concerned about the impact taxes might have, or maybe you just don't know how to start. Hello, my name is Larry Hughes, and I'm the president and founder of the Hughes Group and Associates, a local business brokerage firm working in throughout the state of Oklahoma, helping people sell businesses. Since our founding in March of 1982, we've successfully sold nearly 700 businesses during that time. So if you would like to have a conversation about potentially selling your business, call me directly at 405-478-3800. That's 405-478-3800. You can Google us. Our website is thehughes-group.com. That's thehughes-group.com. That's Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, thehughes-group.com. Call me directly at 405-478-3800. Thank you so much.
Hello, I'm Bob Loudermilk.
And I'm Robin Gunn. You are invited to attend the Second Half Expo coming to the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City on Saturday, October the 16th. Sponsored by the Oklahoman News Board and the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
The event includes everything for the 50-plus generation. And over 100 organizations will be showcasing their latest products and services. Those attending will also enjoy entertainment, live music, food samples, and seminars on relevant topics for the 50-plus generation and their families.
The good news is it's all free.
There's four sections in the event, including health and wellness, career and financial, as well as the food, travel, and entertainment section.
Get complete details and your free ticket on our website at secondhalfexpo.com.
And companies wishing to exhibit can also register at secondhalfexpo.com. That's secondhalfexpo.com or give us a call 405-657-5131. That's 405-657-5131.
We look forward to seeing you at the Second Half Expo on October the 16th,
where you will find everything for the 50 plus generation. secondhalfexpo.com.
There is little in the world that is harder than being an Alzheimer's caregiver. We have over 100,000 of those remarkable caregivers right here in Oklahoma. Think about the stress of watching this monster take little pieces of your loved one, day after day, week after week, year after year. That family caregiver becomes a victim of Alzheimer's as well. Dr. Jermaine Odenheimer has a dream for those caregivers and their loved ones. A memory garden located at Will Rogers Gardens at 36th Street and Hefner Parkway. This 7,000 square foot oasis offers a peaceful respite from the daily grind and stress of being an Alzheimer's caregiver. With benches, raised flower beds, accessible accessible by wheelchair, also partially shaded, and will include a misting system for comfort during the heat of the summer. It is the gift to those who are on their Alzheimer's journey. Please take every opportunity to enjoy this respite. All donations are still being accepted monthly, weekly, even daily. For more information, visit friendsofwillrogersgarden.com or like us on Facebook. Friends of Will Rogers Garden.
Williams & Williams auctions luxury living in Oklahoma City this fall, complete with panoramic views from private balconies. Place your bids on nearly two dozen condos inside the historic Founders Tower. 20 one- and two-bedroom condos, plus two three-bedroom penthouses. Auction October 14th. Find hardwood floors, as well as elegant modern bathroom vanities and kitchen cabinets, stainless steel appliances, and granite countertops. Floor-to-ceiling windows and balconies offer views of Lake Hefner and the downtown skyline. This 20-story tower makes luxury living easy with indoor and outdoor saltwater pools, a large outdoor grill area, dog park, fitness center, along with a club room with billiards, TV, and its own kitchen. Visit the Founders Tower for yourself during an open house October 2nd and 3rd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Then get ready to bid on 22 condos October 14th, live on location or online at auctionnetwork.com.
Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." When your loved one has come to the end of their life, where do you turn? Agape Road is a loving home that offers physical, emotional, and spiritual support for those we love that are nearing the end of life. We believe that God has called us to care for the dying, and we are unashamedly Christian in our principles and guiding beliefs. Agape Road offers a home to spend one's last days surrounded by love and support, with 24-hour care provided at no cost to you or your family. Agape Road provides services with paid caregivers and trained volunteers under the direction of your loved one's local hospice, and we provide a place where friends and family are encouraged to visit, relax, and relish the time together to make the transition as painless as possible for all involved. We believe that all people are worthy of love and deserve to live out their life in dignity and peace, and that everyone deserves a loving, home-like environment to spend their last days. Contact us at agaperoad.org. Agaperoad.org.
This is Julie Brown with Agape Road. We can be reached at 405-990-7761. We are also on Facebook at Agape Road. Our phone number is 405-990-7761.
Robin Gunn coming in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for that fantastic magazine that's been out for 29 years called the Oklahoma Senior Journal. It's 116 pages packed full of resources for the 50 plus. So it made perfect sense for Bob Loudermilk and myself to have a lot of these people within the magazine be a part of a secondhalfexpo.com. Bob, is there a phone number that is attached with this?
Sure, Robin. The phone number they can call for any information is 405-657-5131.
That's— Will you give that one more time?
Yes, 657-5131. And they can get all of the details on our website, secondhalfexpo.com, with the word second spelled out.
Beautiful. And this will be held at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum Saturday, October the 16th from 9 until 4. Again, it is free to attend. We do have something called a VIP ticket, and you can read all about that when you go to secondhalfexpo.com. And then, Bob, you mentioned something briefly about some ambassadors. Kind of what, just walk us through what an ambassador is and maybe who they will be representing at the Second Half Expo.
Sure. You know, Robin, as we were putting this together, we knew that leadership is very important. I mean, we've all been through, the whole country, the whole state, the whole world has been through a very unusual and difficult time. And we felt like we needed leadership in the community to help us chart our course as we come out of this and you know, regroup and rethink where we want to go from here as individuals, as a community, and as a country. and the world. It's a new world. So much has changed, you know, ever since COVID hit. And so we identified some community leaders that wanted to be a part of what we call our founding ambassadors. These are just the people that are behind the event. They support it. They believe in honoring seniors. And I'm impressed with some of the people that have come on board to work with us. And I'm going to give you those names. One of them is George Glover, and he runs Vistage, which is a mastermind group. He's a very intelligent business owner and entrepreneur. I know you know Lisa Crowe because you
introduced her. Yes, I love Lisa Crowe. She's a great lady.
Atomic Marketing, she's on board. Rick Adrava, who is with Epic Business Advisory and has an over 50 podcast. He's an ambassador. Kevin Gordon, a lot of people know Kevin over at Crowe and Dunleavy. John Sparks with Odom and Sparks. John Eccles is with the U.S. House of Representatives at the Capitol. And in fact, he is the Speaker of the House. So he is one of our ambassadors. Joan Clark, the Santa Market.
Yes.
I mentioned James Wall earlier, Public Strategies, Ben Odom, Odom and Sparks. Jim Holman has founded the Electric Vehicle Association of Oklahoma City. And then we have a chiropractor who's a leader, Josh Spears with JBS Chiropractic. So these are just a few of the ambassadors. I wanted to definitely mention Marilyn Olson because Marilyn is one that has done a ton of work to help us promote this event and so forth.
Yes.
You know Marilyn well. She's with Villages OKC. Villages OKC is a major sponsor of this event. And she'll be there. They got a fun booth, Robin. They've got a, they call it the Wise Elder, W-Y-Z-E Elder. And they have a couple of ladies that are dressed up, and you can go up and ask them any question about life, and they
come up with
hilarious answers. So what I'm saying is this isn't just going from booth to booth. This is interaction, entertainment, fun, excitement. My goal and your goal is when people, when it's time to leave, that they hesitate to leave because they've had such a rewarding and a fun day. And, you know, if they're there and they realize this was so valuable and so helpful to me, then you and I, as producers of this event, we've accomplished our mission.
Bob, it's just good to hear about all of these experts in their field that are being our ambassador and supporting us and helping get the word out. Marilyn Olson has an article in the current issue on page 85 about Villages OKC. I'm a member of it. My mother's a member. And it's not a place. It's a plan. It's a virtual plan to keep the 50-plus very active and very educated and supported. But you can still live at home. So it's wonderful. We're going to have some aging in place experts there as well. Or if you want to move to a community, we've got community options as well for people. It's an endless day of resources, entertainment, fun, all kinds of takeaways. There'll be a takeaway bag. So you'll get a lot of information that way. Also, you can go from booth to booth and gather information. But like you said, Bob, it's very interactive.
Yes.
So this is something that's not about just, you know, gathering a flyer here and there. You are actually going to get to engage with the expert.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it. And it's going to be here before we know it.
I know.
3 weeks, Robin.
Yes.
Can you believe it?
I can't. But it's here. It's something, you know, we had planned for June, but then COVID hit. So I'm excited. This is getting off the ground. More than anything, we need people to spread the word themselves that the second half expo is definitely going to be worth their time, just to get education is power and always has been. We'll take another break. When we come back, we're going to make sure you understand how to get a hold of and attend the second half expo here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, Bob, that stands for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. This is a minute break, our shortest break, so we'll be right back. Get pens and paper ready. Hey, this is Robin Gunn coming back in here with you on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for that 29-year publication called the Oklahoma Senior Journal. If you want to go pick one up, you can go to okseniorjournal.com. That's okseniorjournal.com. You can listen to any of these radio shows from my website or the Oklahoma Senior Journal app, or you can also look at this magazine digitally on our website. We'll have a brand new issue at the Second Half Expo, so we're super excited about that. Bob, you're going to talk about some of the safety precautions we're taking.
Absolutely. You know, people are out and about. They tell me the State Fair is going strong.
Yep.
But we want to be cautious. We want to be smart. And so we will have at the event masks available for those who choose. Also, we'll have our sanitation stations out. Also, the Oklahoma, the health department, is going to be coming out to the event and actually doing a vaccine clinic. So if people want to get their vaccine while they're there, that'll be available. So we're taking a proactive approach, and those that choose to do the vaccine, whether it's the first or the second, if the timing is right, they may even be offering the third shot. It depends on the timing of when that's ready to go, Robin. But that'll be available at the event.
Okay.
I think we've got a pretty good package here. We've covered a lot of information, but if we put it all together, here's the scoop. Saturday, October 16th, 3 weeks from today, you can be a part of the Second Half Expo, either as an exhibitor or as an attendee. It's free. It's a no-brainer. Come out, enjoy the entertainment, enjoy the free workshops, seminars, education, fun, prizes. All of that will be available.
And the beautiful National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. It's just gorgeous there.
The free ticket and all the details, Robin, are at secondhalfexpo.com. You spell out the word second. So it's secondhalfexpo, secondhalfexpo.com. They can always call us. I love to talk to people. I'm going to give you our phone number. Direct line is 405-657-5131. Once again, 657-5131. And I look forward to seeing all the folks that are listening at this event.
Me too. I can't wait. Thank you so much for being on today, Bob. And next week, we're actually going to have Tom speaking to us, correct?
That's correct.
What's Tom's last name?
Tom Bregelman.
Tom Bregelman.
You can look him up. His book is fantastic, Mastering Real Estate with Private Money. And he'll be talking about that book next week.
I'm going to have to sit in on that one.
I think you better show up.
Okay. Thank you so much. And we will see you next week. I appreciate you having you on, Bob.
Thank you, Robin.
This is Robin Gunn. We're over and out. We will play it again on our special encore show next Saturday at 10:05. The Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. See you next week.